Nehemiah chapter 4 tonight. The Bible said, but it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and he took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Let me say just a word or two as we go through the text tonight. How many believes that if God's doing a work, others will hear about it? You see, here the enemy hears about it. And I just want you to know tonight that I believe it's important. The work of God is important, but when it's being done, others will hear about it. Let me say this. When it's not being done, others will hear about it. Amen? And so here's the enemy tonight. He hears about it. It makes him mad. He took great indignation and he mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? If you've been watching the news the last couple days, in New York, conservatives are under attack. They've been asked to leave if they don't go along with the gay agenda. And they believe the way a conservative believes. They've been asked to leave. He said, preacher, what's that got to do with this? It's like that in America, the Christianity is viewed as feeble. Amen. But it's not feeble tonight. Amen. God's church is still marching on. And the Word of God said here, will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps? Now, Tobiah the Ammonite, in verse 3, was by him. And he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. But discouragement comes. And we know tonight that many lost souls will be won because that you and I did not give in to criticism and did not give in to discouragement. Nehemiah just keeps going on. Amen. He keeps his eyes on the work. As a matter of fact, turn over to chapter number 6 for just a minute. You come back here and you've got the opposition here by ridicule in chapter number 4. If you turn over to chapter number 6, in verse number 1, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein. We tried to illustrate that. Last Wednesday night, we just made a circle right there, and there was no breach. Everything was closed up. And when they heard there was no breach, though at that time he said, I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, and let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, watch this. Nehemiah said, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Nehemiah was not going to discuss with the enemy the work of God. Nehemiah was just going to keep his sword in one hand, keep his trowel in the other hand, and keep working. Amen. He wasn't up for discussion. I believe tonight that sometimes we make a huge mistake when we just stop to talk it over with the enemy. Amen. Samson made a huge mistake when he laid his head in the lap of Delilah and just began to talk it over with her and kind of toss it around and go over it and fun and jest. And he ended up, you know, with his eyes gouged out, grinding down in that meal house. And here Nehemiah refused to do that. But he said in verse number 4, he prays about it. He said, hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. Now, I want you to understand something here. As Nehemiah prays, he's not talking about how that they've provoked him. That's where we make a mistake sometimes, isn't it? Amen. We let the enemy provoke us. But the Bible didn't say here that Nehemiah said that the enemies provoked me to anger. He said, Lord, the enemies provoked you. Amen. When we're doing God's work and the enemy comes, who are they actually against? Us or him? They're actually against him. Isn't that right? Amen. And so the Bible said here, they provoked thee to anger. Now watch verse 6. He said, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. I love the book of Nehemiah. In chapter number 1, now Nehemiah had a mind to weep. In chapter number 1, Nehemiah had a mind to wait upon the Lord. And here the people have a mind to work. And it leads into chapter number 8, where they have a mind. Well, chapter number 6, where we just read to you, they refuse to come down and talk it over with the enemy because they have a mind to win. Amen. They want the victory. They want to finish the work. And they did finish the work in the 52 days I told you about last week. But then in chapter number 8, there's a mind to worship. That's what it was all about. The work of God was going towards, my friend, rebuilding what had been torn down by the enemy and worshiping the God of heaven. In verse number 7, he said, but it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and the breaches began to be stopped, that they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Let me ask you a question, church. How many of you believe that when the work of God is going forward and being done, that there are those that would like to hinder? Amen. There are those that would like to tear down what God is building up. And I would say this to us tonight. Let's just always be careful that we would never be involved in that. Amen. The old devil would love to suck us into something like that. Amen. And get us to thinking in ways that we shouldn't be thinking and saying things that we shouldn't say and thinking things that we shouldn't think. But the Bible said here they were mad. They were very wroth. And they said here, we're going to hinder this work. The Bible said, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And that what came up last week in the lesson, how that we need to pray, how that we need to set a watch. Set a watch over our family. Set a watch over the house of God. And I pray that someday God will raise up leaders in this country that would set a watch over this country. Set a watch over the Constitution of the United States. Amen? And watch what we do and do it for God's glory. In verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. There's a lot here that needed to be sorted out. And our adversary said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in amongst them, in the midst among them, and slay them, and cause the work to cease. That's the whole motive of the devil, is to cause the work to cease. He wants the work to cease in this church. He wants the work to cease in our families and in our lives, each one. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. There's going to be a battle. And there, it's worth fighting, this battle is. He said, I looked, I rose up, and I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. And it came to pass, when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth, that the half of my servants wrought in the work, the other half of them both held the spears and the shields and the bows and the Hebrajeans, and the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Look at verse 17. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens are with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the star appeared. Likewise, the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, except or saving that everyone put them off for washing. Let's pray and we'll get right into this tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you, Lord, tonight for Nehemiah. Thank you, Lord, for a burden. Lord, you said where there's no vision, the people perish. Lord, we need to have a vision for our community. But Lord, it doesn't need to stop there. We need to have a vision, Lord, where you said go into the whole world. Go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel to every creature. Lord, I'm so reminded of what a man said years ago that lodged in my heart when he said, why should anyone hear about Jesus twice until everyone has heard about him once? I pray, God, tonight that you'd help us, Lord, to catch this spirit, to catch this burden of Nehemiah. And Lord, be in the wall building business. And Lord, to understand that you are building a church in these days. And Lord, I know that many have said, and it may be so, that we're living in the days of gleaning. But Lord, I remember how happy Ruth was just to glean in the field of Boaz. God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd help us to be full of joy and excitement, Lord, just to have a little corner to glean in these days. I pray, Father, your will be done in the service. Help me to be a help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. On last week, I'm not going to recap everything, but we talked about setting a watch. We talked about seeing the wall, staying in the work, and showing the way. Nehemiah was a leader, and he led out in the way. Last week, I touched on this, how that the structure of the work or the structure of the wall. If we're going to be in a wall building business, a church building business, we know there's a foundation. Another foundation can no man lay than that that's laid, the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he's the chief cornerstone. Amen. And we know that we, as lively stones, are built one upon another. And God has told us that in his word. And we know tonight that there needs to be a watchman on the wall. And we know tonight that God wants us to, you know, stay at it. Amen. Don't give up. Stay at it. And I believe God will bless that and honor that. So we see the structure of this wall. But I want to look at several other things tonight, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And explain a little bit about missions and use this as an application in our heart and in our mind. How many believes that's the structure and it's right? If a man's found on Christ, a man's heaven bound. Amen. If a man's outside of Christ, he's not heaven bound. He's hell bound. And so the structure. But look at the size. Look here in verse number 19. What kind of work is this, preacher? This work of missions, this work of getting the gospel out. He said the work in verse number 19 is great and large. Can I say this to you tonight? It's bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger even than our church. Amen. It's a big work. It's a great work. That's why Nehemiah said, I'm not going to come down and talk to the enemy. I don't have time for that. Amen. The Bible said the work is great and the work is large. I remember going through Missouri years ago, and I read a lot of church signs. My wife and I read some on the way to church tonight. They'd be better off to leave them blank. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. They'd be better off if they just left it blank. But anyway, I read a church sign that really spoke to my heart in Missouri years ago. Here's what it said. Untold millions are still untold. How many believes that tonight? I'm telling you, there may not be millions in Bloomingdale, but I'll guarantee you there are hundreds of people that are still untold right here in this community. Amen. And I will guarantee you that in the world, the work is great and large, and untold millions are still untold. You say, preacher, why are we going to expand the missions program just to tell another? Amen. Help another missionary. Tell another sinner, amen, about Christ. And I believe it's important. The size of the work is great and large. And I believe tonight that we need to understand that there are multitudes in the valley of decision tonight that need to hear what you and I know and hear what that missionary can tell them. I want you to see this tonight, if you will. We've looked at the structure in this wall, or this missions program, this church building, and we've looked at the size. Look at the servants tonight. Look here in verse number 6 with me, please. The Bible said, so built. What's that next word? What's that next word? Verse number 6, so built we the wall. I'm going to make a statement tonight. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me real carefully right here. There's a whole lot of people. If you'll write their name down somewhere and put it up on a marquee, they'll do something. But here's a group of people. You don't even know their names. They're just a bunch of servants of the living God. And Nehemiah said, so then we built the wall. And he said the people had a mind. You know what I believe tonight? I believe when people hear about Jesus overseas, or if it's in that island south of India, or if it's in a prison cell somewhere, wherever it is the gospel's going out, they don't know right now who the we's are. Somebody say amen. They don't know who sent that missionary. But I want you to know the God of heaven knows. Everyone that was working on this wall, everyone that was holding a sword, everyone that was praying, everyone that wouldn't even take their clothes off except to wash them. Amen. God knew them all. Watch this with me tonight. Watch it. Look at verse 21. Verse 21, the Bible said, so, what's that word? What's that word? So, we. What about that? Look at verse 22. Likewise, at the same time said I unto, who is it? The people. Let every one of us with his servant lodge within Jerusalem. In the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. In verse 23, so neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which follow me, none of us put off our clothes, saving everyone put them off for washing. I thank God tonight. Listen to me. I thank God tonight for folk around this church. They don't want any credit. They just want God to get the glory. I tell you, God can bless that. And God will bless that. Amen. I believe God will bless that missionary. Amen. It's not going to tell them about him, but going to tell them about him. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. So then we, the servants in the work. If you'll look back at Ezra with me just a moment. Look here with me, please. Ezra chapter number, I believe it's chapter number 2. Look at Ezra chapter number 2. There are names that are mentioned down through here, the children of. And boy, I tell you, some of these, I'd have to let Brother Brian pronounce them. Amen. Because I'm not going there. Amen. But listen. Listen what it says here. You've got that. It starts in about verse number 2. And you go down through there, and the priests and the children of and the Levites, and there's some names mentioned, like family names, like the family tree. But watch verse 64 in Ezra chapter number 2. In verse 64, the Bible said the whole congregation together was 42,303. Let's see, I believe that would be 42,360. Is that right? Besides their servants and their maids, of whom there were 7,337, and there were among them 200 singing men and singing women. That's a pretty good choir, wasn't it, Brother Fred? Amen. 200 in the choir, amen, singing men and singing women. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people involved in this work, and all they get recorded is we. Amen. But I'll tell you something right now. God's got a record in heaven. Amen. How many believes when they stand before God, there'll be a reward? Amen. I want you to know tonight, we're just a bunch of servants of the living God. But if we will do what God wants us to do, He will bless it and He will honor it tonight. The size of the work, the servants in the work. Now notice this tonight. I believe this is an important part of this message. I want you to look at the separation in the work. Look at what the Bible said in verse 19. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. You see, how many believes that when a missionary is doing what God wants him to do, and a church is doing what God wants them to do, how many believes they're working on the same wall? Ain't that right? But they're separated. That missionary could be halfway around the world. Amen. They're separated on the wall right here, but they're doing the same work, and they're working on the same wall, and they're serving the same God, and God's going to honor the service. Amen. In working on that wall. God picked us up. I tell you, listen, Brother Napper years ago was saved up there in Pennsylvania. God saved him in May of 1987 and placed him in the wall. In February of 1987, God saved me and put me in the wall. I mean, go back to the time when God saved you, picked you up out of the rubbish, amen? Picked you up out of a pile that was disorganized and a pile of what the world would call scrap, amen? What the world would call dirt. But thank God, God saw something the world couldn't see. Picked us up, washed us in His blood, placed us in the wall. And now tonight, we're separated. Brother Napper's up there. I'm down here. Amen. The missionaries that we support here at Bible Way, they're all around the world. And we're separated. But God's still using them to put folk in the wall. I got a blessing a while ago. It took me a minute. My phone rang about 6 o'clock. And somebody said, Pastor, this is Zachary. Are we having church tonight? Well, I didn't know who Zachary was. At first, I thought it, Miss Karen, it was Zach. That's who I thought it was. And then it got me. And see, I've never called Zachary. That boy got saved just a little while back. Amen. He said, are we having church tonight, preacher? He said, I've heard a lot of them ain't having church tonight. I said, Zach, I reckon we're having church tonight. Do you need a ride? He said, oh, no, Mama's going to bring me. Amen. You say, preacher, why did that bless your heart? Because thank God for the day when God picked him up and put him in the wall, give him a purpose, somewhere to go on a cold night like tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somewhere around the world tonight, God will pick another one up. And God will place another one in the wall. We see tonight the structure of the work, the wall, the size of the work, the servants in the work. But I thank God tonight that even though there's a separation in the work, that we're still working on the same wall, that we're still building in the same building. God is using His people to do a work in these days. Now watch this tonight. I want you to see the safety in the work. The Bible said here in verse number 17, then we which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other held a weapon. I'm going to make an application here tonight, okay? How many believes tonight that this wall, there's something more than just methods involved? Amen? You see where I'm getting at tonight? We better have a sword in one hand. You see what I'm getting at tonight? Amen? I believe with all my heart that this is God's work. How many say amen right there? How many believes it's to be done God's way? Amen? You see where I'm coming from? And God said, hey, you say, preacher, we have an enemy. We sure do. He walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Ain't that right? He tried to get Jesus, didn't he? What'd Jesus do? It is written. It is written. It is written. How many believes that? Amen? What'd the devil do with that? Nothing. Why? Because he can't do anything with it. If he could, he already would have. Amen? And so God wants us to have that sword in our hand. Amen? And be men of prayer like Nehemiah was and these people. And God will do the work and God will keep us safe in the work. I don't know about you, but I believe one of the things that's going to make heaven heaven is when we get there. And we're going to see then, Brother Brian, every time the Lord protected us from the enemy that we weren't even aware of down here. He was trying to snuff us out and trying to get us apart from the work that God wanted us to do. But thank God tonight that there's a separation. There's safety. In verse number 20, he said, our God shall fight for us. How many believes greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world? Amen. Our God will fight for us. I like that tonight. And Nehemiah trusted the Lord with their safety in the work. Watch this tonight. There's a steadfastness in the work. I believe that, I don't know, let's see. I remember the term. Old timers used to say it like this. You need a dose of Holy Ghost determination. How many's ever heard that statement? Amen. Just a dose of Holy Ghost. I don't know what pharmacy you get that at. I'd say right here. Say amen. Just some determination to go on. Amen. And the Bible said here they had that. He said we were determined. They were steadfast. In verse 23, he said, no, so neither I nor my brethren nor my servants nor the men of the guard which follow me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. How many likes the verse over there in Corinthians that says, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ? I like that, don't you? But, you know, that's, I think, verse 57. But verse 58's there, too. I believe if we really believe that God's going to change us in the moment, the twinkling of an eye, and we really believe that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'll promise you this, you won't labor for the Lord long. You will not labor long until you'll hear a voice whispering, what's the use? Why? Why go? Why pray? Why read? Why study? Why tell others about Jesus? How many believe that's the truth? Amen? You'll hear that the enemy will come. He'll try to get you to come down and hold a conversation. But God said, be steadfast and know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I believe that with all of my heart. And you know, when he gets us discouraged, he's got half the battle won. Amen? We get to listening and get to talking to him and understanding. And then we see the Lord, and that's the only way that we can get out of that mess. Amen. Let me give you this tonight, and I'm done. I believe if we work on this wall, and God uses us to pray, God uses us to build, God uses us to send missionaries and pray for missionaries. I had many, many churches when I was a missionary that did not support me, but they prayed for me. You say, well, preacher, why would you keep sending them a letter? I'm going to tell you something right now. Let me just say this. You can't put a price on prayer. Amen. If you've got a group of people that's praying for you, I had several that emailed me, and I said, listen, I'm no longer a missionary, but please don't quit praying for me. Amen. I still need prayer. Amen. And you need prayer. and God will use that. What's the satisfaction in the work? I believe we'll do that. The Bible said here that these people, when they get there, look at verse 6, chapter 6 and verse 15 and verse 16. Chapter 6 and verse 15, so the wall was finished. In the 20th and 5th day of the month of Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all of our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, that they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived, glory to God, you know what, they finally figured it out, that this work was wrought of God. Amen. I like what Paul said. He said, lest haply you be found to even fight against God. We can't fight against Him and win. Amen. He'll win every time. And there's a satisfaction in the work. There was a satisfaction in seeing it finished. But there's a satisfaction when the enemy has to acknowledge how they start out talking. They didn't start out saying, well, that, look at that work. That work's of God. That's God's work. No, they started out saying, if a fox runs into that, it'll fall down. Amen. Well, what made the difference? They finished it. They stayed at it. They finished it. Amen. And when they finished it, God blessed that steadfastness. And God helped even the enemy. Have you ever wondered? You know, Satan is bound for 1,000 years in the millennium, right? And then he's loosed, right? Have you ever wondered if that sucker ever learns? Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Think about that for just a minute. He's loose. What's he do? He goes out there and gathers in 4 more great armies together to fight against God again. Amen. And but listen, here's an illustration in the Bible where the enemy did learn. And they did know that God had done this work. Amen. I'll tell you this much right now. I don't know about you and how you feel about it, but the Bible said every knee's going to bow. And the Bible said every tongue's going to confess. Well, if old Slewfoot's got a knee, and I reckon he does, it'll bow. Say amen. You say, preacher, what's he going to do? It's too late, but he's going to acknowledge that that was God's work. And though he fought, in generation after generation, though he fought church after church, though he fought missionary after missionary, though he fought family after family, he's going to have to acknowledge it was God's work and I couldn't beat him. Amen. I thank God tonight for God's work, don't you? I thank God tonight for the people in the book of Nehemiah that had a mind to work. They were going in the right direction. They had that ability to keep on going regardless. They had the short-range goals and they had long-range goals. And they had a plan for achieving those goals. And they had a desire to complete and do what God had them to do, would have them to do. Amen. I believe tonight that one day after a while, it's possible for you and I to hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You talk about satisfaction. Not only the satisfaction of knowing that the enemy will acknowledge that that was God's work, but to hear a faithful father say, well done. You did a good job. You fought a good fight. You finished the faith. You finished the course. You kept the faith. Wouldn't that be worth it all? Amen. Wouldn't that be worth it all? I believe Nehemiah got to hear that, don't you? Years ago, I may have told you this, and I don't know if I did or not, but years ago, God was dealing with my heart about leaving Liberty. I didn't know where I was going. I knew there was a church that needed a pastor up in Glade Spring, the church I was saved in. They had called me and asked me to come and preach for them, but I didn't know where I was going. I just knew I was finished. My work there was done. And I remember calling my wife in the bedroom and talking to her. And she said, honey, I know. And I said, what do you know? She said, you're going to resign tonight, aren't you? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. I said, pray for me, honey. I went out and got my phone and and called my boy. I don't even know for sure if we had cell phones at that time. I don't believe we did, because I had talked to that man on the pulpit committee on a phone hanging on the wall. And I called my boy and I said, "Son, I need to talk to you." And I got my son out on the front porch. We had just finished a huge remodeling project. I put windows in my house. My house was made in 63. That's when it was built. We put new windows in it and wrapped them in aluminum, put vinyl on all the overhangs, and put a metal roof on it and built porches. And we'd just done a tremendous lot of work trying to get it to where you could pressure wash it and you didn't have to paint it. You didn't have to, you know, do all that maintenance. And I did a lot of work. My neighbor gave me a bunch of lumber, trees that I had sawmill lumber cut out of, and I built a building. We just got it done. And it just looked like the Lord was just going to pick me up and move me away from all of it. And I was talking to my son, and I can remember like it was yesterday. My son was looking at the house and looking at the windows and looking at the overhangs and just kind of like, you know, we've worked ourselves to death. For what? Now you're just going to walk off and leave it. He wasn't saying that. You understand what I mean? But he couldn't understand. He couldn't understand. And I said something to my son. And I may not quote it exactly right, but it's in the Bible. I said, "Son, you need to remember that a man's life consists not of the things that he possesses." We forget that sometimes, don't we? And I remember saying this to my son. Brother Dan, I'll never forget it. I said to my son, "All I want to do is hear my Lord say, 'Well done.'" How many would like to hear him say that? Listen to this. Here's what my boy said. He said, "Don't worry, Dad. You will." That was quite a vote of confidence. Amen. But he said, "Don't worry, Dad. You will." You know what I want to say to Bible way tonight? Stay with it. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And don't worry, Bible way. You will. You will. How many believes that? Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. God didn't say, my friend, he don't require what we cannot do. He said, my friend, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Amen. How many loves him tonight? Amen. How many would like to see some more picked up out of the rubbish and put in the wall of God? Amen. Have a purpose in their life. There's a prisoner in Abingdon. He says he's coming this way. Amen. You reckon it'd be all right to let a prisoner come here to church? Amen. Well, amen. He wrote me a letter. He said, "I'm getting out." And I wrote him back. And he talked to me the other night. Amen. He said, "Preacher, I'll be there." He lives in this area somewhere. So when I get out, I'll be there. He wants a place to come to church. Will y'all let him come? Amen. I'd hate to have to take him down there on the mountain somewhere and start another church. Amen. Amen. I'm just aggravating you. Amen. I don't know whether he'll come or not. I hope he will, and I believe he will. I have no reason to doubt it. But he says God saved him. Amen. And he says he wants to go to church. How many believe saved people want to go to church? Amen. Now, he may not have all of his ducks in a row, but guess what? We don't either. Somebody help me right there. Amen. I'd like for everybody that's perfect to please stand up. Amen. No, amen. We're not going to do that, are we? I got to sit down. Amen. Amen. But God will use it. God will break it. God will bless it. Because little is much when God is in it. Amen.